I fumbled my water immediately. I was trying to be quiet and I messed it up. But
ooh, Deer welcome, Park Down.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We had a Deer Park Down, but welcome back to the Dome by B Team Sports. Corlao, how are you feeling today?
Doing very good, son. It's Saturday. We got basketball on. Got a little basketball. I got some court magic right now.
You're really underselling the whole.
I'm watching this right now. Look at that. 12 points. Ugh.
It is the opening day of NHL playoffs, the 127th annual NHL playoffs, the weirdest one probably ever played. We're excited about that. We also have a little MLB to talk to you about here, and we're going to get it kicked off with a little NBA. We had the opening of the season Thursday,
yes,
which we prefaced, and I think we were both wrong. Didn't we both pick the Clippers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were final score 103-101 Lakers. Yep. LeBron himself pretty much last second.
Yep. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Like he never left. Yeah. And you know what? Me, I'm not a huge LeBron guy. I know that there's a lot of LeBron sexuals out there who are really happy.
We need to make this a thing for the show. Hmm. Every time LeBron wins a game, we have to do Taco Tuesday.
No. What?
We just have to go to any. We can go to Taco Bell, but
that's just a waste of money for something that he did. I don't want to do that.
Well, no, we'd already waste money on food that day either way.
Yeah, but I don't
Taco Bell.
But I don't. Come on, man.
We're five agaves.
I think we could do something better than that. Like we just have to get wine drunk. That's his favorite thing to do. He posts it and he just gets wine drunk all the time. He lets his kids drink wine. That's an interview. He said that. So we could do that. I'm down to do that. I don't even drink, but I'll do that over buying into that bullshit. I will not buy into that LeBron stuff. I won't even say it. I won't even do it. So, thanks for throwing me off there. We will talk about him, I'm sure, again in the show. But as of right now, we're going to preface the Jazz Pelicans. That was 106-104 Thursday. I thought it was a really good game. I thought it was a great way to open up the season, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I think that Mike Conley's dog shit.
Yeah, he sucks.
2 of 7 from three, which I guess, I mean, it's not good, but Jordan Clarkson really showed out. He had 23 points off of the bench. He was 1 of 8 from three. Terrible as well. And then you had Brandon Ingram on the Pelicans, who 2 of 8 from three, 23 points. J.J. Redick, 3 of 8. Not too bad. 21 points. That's your boy.
Yeah, we were watching him. He was telling Brandon Ingram what to do. He was controlling the court.
He's a floor general. He could say he's a floor general.
He's been there forever. He's got a great stroke.
Oh, I saw a stat I told you the other day. 4 high school years, playoffs. 4 college years, playoffs. Yeah. And then every year he's been in the NBA playoffs. This could be the first year Mr. J.J. Redick does not make it into the playoffs.
Hey, this kid's a winner, okay?
They definitely are going to make it to where, well, first off, it was really weird that Zion didn't finish the whole game. He only played 15 minutes, 13 points, 0 rebounds. So that's weird. That's kind of alarming. To me, that's a little alarming.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Well, they just blow smoke up his ass because he's the chosen one. When really, Ja Morant, Rookie of the Year, is out there shattering the statisticals.
Greg Oden can go out there and get your rebound. Well, he could get your rebound.
Not with the cartilage in the knees now.
Nah, he could get you one rebound.
You think he's got one more? I think he's got 5 solid rebounds left.
15 minutes. He don't even need to shoot the ball. Just rebound.
Just sit on the goal like Dennis.
I mean, it'd be kind of hard for him to not get one rebound. It'd be luck for him to not get one rebound. But I really do think that Kevin Harlan called J.J. Redick the most well-conditioned player in the NBA. That's kind of retarded. Stupid. Sorry.
Yeah. That shows signs that Kevin's getting in his 60s. You know what I'm saying?
Let's be real. The most conditioned player. The most conditioned player in the NBA. Okay. Let's just name. First off, Ja Morant pushes the pace.
They're all conditioned. Yeah.
Russell LeBron,
Westbrook? Are you kidding me?
But LeBron's pushed the pace as well as anybody, yes, and it's 100%. His 17th year in the league.
You could say he's the most conditioned player.
I think he would. He definitely spends the most money on his body.
Damian Lillard, you could say him. You could say Russell Westbrook.
He's like the Caitlyn Jenner of basketball. He spends the most money on his body.
Hey, could we? What if he's the next? Like, you know
what?
I don't know.
What? What are you saying?
Whatever. Like, what if he's the next Caitlyn James?
Zaire?
No.
Wade?
What? LeBron. Like we know him in our lifetime as some great athlete. Right. But our kids know him as, you know, Sarah James. LeBrina James.
Right. I mean, yeah, I don't think that would ever happen. I guess nobody ever thought it would happen with Bruce Jenner either. Yep,
that's the point.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, crazier things have happened. that was a good one.
I mean, he does say Taco Tuesday in a weird way.
All right, so Clippers, Lakers, we'll just go ahead and get this out of the way. 101-103. Kawhi had 28 points. He was 3 of 4 from 3. PG was 6 of 11 from 3, and he had 30 points. Pretty solid. AD had 34, and LeBron only had 16, and he was 2 of 7 from 3. But he did, of course, he played lockup defense, especially in that last little sequence. That was ridiculous because PG hit it, tied it up, and then LeBron kind of did what LeBron does and with like 13 seconds left.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was fucking even as shit, really. I mean, the Lakers killed him on rebounds and points in the paint. And
the points in the paint was really what killed him.
But really, you can't ask for a better game from a guy like PG.
Speaking of the paint, I'm going to go ahead and skip ahead a little bit. But that's Thursday's games. We know how that goes. Friday's games. Last night. Mm-hmm. What in the fuck? I don't think you got to see any of that Celtics game, but I was with...
I did not.
I was with Jay, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like watching it on the phone, and it was ridiculous, dude. Like, Giannis got away with at least 7 fouls.
Well, no, that Marcus Smart even said that...
At least 7 fouls. And then he was... Dude, they were hanging out. The whole Milwaukee team was just crowded up in the paint. They were curing Corona in the paint. They were all just in there hanging out, fucking making science experiments and shit.
Literally, Marcus Smart blamed a ref for like saying that they were bringing back calls to keep Giannis from being fouled out.
Man, I don't know who these rent-a-cop refs think they are, but they're really fucking up the whole thing we had going here. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're definitely playing favorites.
They want Milwaukee to be in it.
They're playing favorites.
Disney already has the movie set out. It's going to be called The Bucks and the Lakers.
Yeah, right. That's probably what's going to happen, unfortunately. But we also had the Magic and the Nets. You know, not really that cool. The Nets, nobody's talking about it. That's my sleeper team for next year, by the way. Like, they're going to go at least to the Eastern Conference. Excuse me. Finals. They're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. The
Brooklyn like Nets. Caris LeVert, you know, he just comes in there, has 28 minutes, 17 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists.
Say his name? LeVert?
LeVert. Well, I'm from, I lived in LeVern.
Where
so.
I come from, it's cornbread and chicken.
Okay. a lot of front porch sitting.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you enunciate. Enunciated. Enunciated. Grizzlies and Trailblazers. That was bullshit too.
That was crazy. Hey, one of two overtime games already.
Right.
In the bubble.
Dude, the Grizzlies easily have the hardest schedule, and the Pelicans easily have the easiest schedule.
Yeah. But the Grizzlies are still 8th in the West.
They're going to have to play Zion more.
Oh, yeah, no, they will.
They came back from a 17-point deficit. They have to play Zion more. I know they're trying to rest him because he's struggled with, you know, injuries. It's kind of hard not to struggle with injuries when you're, what, 6'9", 270, 280?
Yeah, that's a large human. But then at the same time, you look at LeBron and you're like, that's the same size human, just 15 years older.
I don't know. I mean, it looks like, I mean, Zion definitely lost weight and trimmed up a little bit, but they're definitely, I think, trying to save him. And I don't know why. Like,
speaking of Weight Watchers.
If you want in, you better get in.
Huh? Weight Watchers. Speaking of that, Nikola, I mean, look at Jokic, the Joker.
Oh, that was ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
He literally looks like the Joker. He's already that skinny.
He looks like he throws up a lot after he eats. So the Kings and the Spurs, 120-129. Popovich is the man.
Yep.
And he led his team to a victory. And that's all I'm going to say.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Suns, Wizards. Suns, 125. Wizards, 112.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, what I know is DeAndre Ayton, 24 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. And his, were they teammates in college? Rui Hachimura, 21 points.
Rui Hachimura out of Gonzaga.
I saw him play Tennessee here. Bridgestone, Tennessee lost.
You did go to that, didn't you?
Crazy.
You did go to that.
Yep.
Wait, no, but we beat them in the Hawaiian Classic too at the very beginning of the year. That year.
That wasn't, I don't know what that was. I don't know.
That was when Grant and Admiral and all of them. Hey, we can't talk about that here.
It's bad stuff. It's just college basketball.
The best game of the night last night was easily the Rockets and the Mavericks. It was overtime thriller. Of course, Harden gets what Harden wants. It was 153, Mavs 149. Harden had 50 points.
Sure did. 49, but yeah.
Right, but I'm going to say 50. He was 14 of 20 from two. Sure, we can say Kristaps
had 40.
Right, exactly. 3 of 9 from 3. The Brody was 13 of 30 from 2. And 31 points, 1 of 3 from 3. Not too bad. Kristaps, like you said, had 40 points.
Yeah.
And
17 rebounds.
Was
31 on everything.
Yeah, just 13 of 26 from 2. Hayward Jr., 24 points, 5 of 8 from 3-pointer. But I think the most impressive player in this game last night, say what you will, was Trey Burke, 8 of 10 from 3 points off the bench, 31 points. I mean, son of a bitch, this kid can shoot.
So it's got a stroke that's unlike, it's just unlike any other. It may make Scottie Pippen look like a fucking hockey player. He's got a
porn star stroke, son. I tell you. He does. He's a shooter. You call him Chris Kyle.
Yeah.
So, NHL opening day, the 127th playoff of the NHL playoffs in the NHL. Did you hear that, Carlisle? The NHL is NHLing today with the NHL.
It's not even half the NHL that was.
All right, so Dewey Cox reference. Rangers.
Down 1 to the Hurricanes right now. It's only on pay-per-view if you want to watch that one, folks.
No, we were watching it on NBC earlier. It was on.
Well, according to score, you got to be rich to watch it.
No, it's 3-2, actually. Yeah, I think the Hurricanes won, didn't they?
1 minute, 31 seconds left. But yeah, they're looking like that.
So 3-2, the Rangers had a little mishap there with the goalie. Igor Shvertsenskin, or whatever, was unfit to play. And, you know, that, I feel like that's a term we're going to hear a lot here, Steve, is unfit to play in this NHL playoffs. A lot of guys aren't really prepared for the ice. The ice is going to be bad. It's hot. Never play in the middle of August. The humidity inside these arenas is going to take a big toll on the ice, and we're excited to see how it works in the playoffs this year.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. Back to you. Couldn't agree with you more there. The ice is definitely going to be a factor here this season. You know, the coronavirus thrives on the ice. So it's going to be interesting to see what the players can do there.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. It might not be a cold environment. It's going to be hot and cold at the same time.
Because you're going to be sweating because you're exerting. But then the ice, it's got to be cool to keep the ice there.
But it's going to be hot outside. So the Blackhawks.
What'd you say?
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Dominic Kukoc, all right, and Kirby Doc. Those are my two players to watch for the Blackhawks. The rookies, but Dominic has 30 goals, and Kirby, first off, awesome name. I've always loved Kirby's. And number 3 overall pick was Kirby. He is getting better by the day, is what his coaching staff and players say. And we're really looking forward to see him. I really think those are my two players to watch for the Blackhawks. The Oilers, also Leon and McJesus. Obviously, those are going to be good. But Kaylor Yamanato, I guess, is how you say his name. He's a young gun, and I'm ready to watch him play on the ice as well, Carlisle.
You know, it's just like, you know, one of the I'm looking to see is the Panthers and the Islanders, okay?
Oh, okay.
Young guard, Semyon Varlamov, okay? He's got 45 goals in the year, 110 shots on goal. It's not a very good ratio, but this kid, I look to see him getting in there. He is the
he puts pucks on
the
net.
Islanders. Hey, pucks on deck. That's all that matters.
Pucks on net.
Pucks on deck.
No, on net. He puts pucks on the net, in the net. Like, you know.
Yeah.
We're teaching him, guys. We're teaching him.
I get it. I'm saying pucks on deck for this kid.
Anyway, the Canadiens and the Penguins going to be a great matchup this evening here. We're going to see some star power in this game. Carlisle, what's your prediction in this one? First off, I'm looking forward to see fights. I do want to see fights. I want to see teeth. I want to see blood. I want to see it all because we haven't had that for a while. We got cheated out of it because of this stuff. So, you know, we hope everybody's staying safe, obviously. We want safety first. But the players want to play. The coaches want to coach. The fans want to watch. They want to be fans. What's so hard here? It's like when a guy likes a girl and a girl likes a guy, but you just can't seem to, oh, well, we have been hanging out Tuesday. And then Tuesday rolls around, fucking radio silence. Or, you know, and I don't know. I'm just saying, that's what I feel like. Why is everything so difficult? Why can't we just have sports? And nobody's dying under the age of 80. And I'm not saying that it's, look, we want everybody to be healthy. Okay, we're reiterating that a million times just so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
But come on, let us play. Let them play.
Yeah.
Let's just have a good time.
Let them have sex.
Let's let the economy, you know, well, they're in the bubble. They can't. NBA players cannot.
See?
And then there's two Canadian bubbles, I guess, for the NHL. That's the only places they're playing. So they're on lockdown, man. And this is a weird time. And obviously, you know, we want to take the measures. We wear masks. We wash our hands. We do all that stuff. But we just want sports. And whatever we have to do to have that, I feel like we'll do. Right?
Whatever Excuse it takes. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. All right. So the Jets, Flames. Taking the Flames. I'm taking the Rangers to lose, obviously, because the Canes are going to win. The Blackhawks to lose because McJesus is going to play. So I've got the Canes, Oilers, Islanders, Penguins, and give me the Jets.
I got Canadians.
Got the Canadians.
Nah, I got the Penguins.
Okay, for and sure. Then Jets versus like Flames. Who do you have?
Jets versus Flames. Winnipeg's a bitch. Give me Winnipeg.
Okay.
All right. They're always tough, especially.
The Jets are tough. Nashville knows that. Nashville knows that.
If you like the Predators, the fucking.
If you like the Panthers. Yeah, I mean, the Florida Panthers.
Shit.
All right. So the MLB having some problems. Carlisle, why don't you tell us a little bit about the MLB here?
Apparently, they're all sick and dying. Apparently, so that's looking like. I've looked on a million
still
websites.
Still zero MLB deaths.
They are keeping. You're right, 100% facts, but fax machine. But the Cardinals haven't given out who's sick. That no one will say. At least I've looked it out. I can't find anybody. But now there's four players in total, and I think three staff members through the Cardinals that have it, and then. Like me and you were fucking talking about, man. Tony Clark or Rob Manfred told Tony Clark that we're shut it down, pretty much.
Yeah, we're gonna have to shut it down if it doesn't get better because the precautions we're taking right now just are not working. And I wonder why. I do wonder what the MLB is doing different. Do you think they just don't give a
fuck?
They're
not doing anything, bro. I saw a video of the Cardinals that their manager went up to the players and he was pretty much like, he had a mask on, right? But and they were pretty. He was explaining to all of them like we're sick, and all the other guys were just like. Spitting and looking at him like, huh?
On the floor? Just
no, they're
rocking
outside.
It out.
They're
well, that's what they usually do. They're just
no, they're just spitting, looking out.
They know somebody's gonna come clean it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't know. Apparently,
like,
there's a virus.
I
know sunflower seed no dip policy. Apparently.
Really?
Yeah, for like the droplets, fluids. I don't know, man. This whole thing's weird. The whole thing. I don't know. It's all weird. And then you got like weird cardboard cutouts. We talked about that last time, but I still can't get over it. Every time I watch a game, I get distracted.
The cardboard cutouts.
Like, the soccer had it figured out. They had a really cool, like, holographic thing in the stands, and it was just flat, and it was cool, but it didn't distract me too much. It was just aesthetically pleasing.
Well, to
I could watch.
I don't like the NBA having the little fucking Zoom call.
Serie A.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
What if all of a sudden you're watching it, and then you see yourself back there, and you don't have a camera in front of you?
But like I said, what we have to do for sports, we will do. So there has been a lot of postponed games. A lot.
Cardinals, Brewers yesterday and today.
Well, and Monday you had the Yankees, Phillies, yep. Orioles, Marlins. That was delayed the next 3 days. So it was delayed a total of like six times. Then the Cards at Brewers, Phillies at Blue Jays, Nats at Marlins. That
and,
was
well,
all
and
delayed.
The Phillies came out and said that the two players that apparently tested positive for the coronavirus, apparently, it was a fake positive test.
Oh.
I don't know how the fuck that happened. I guess those guys took it, tested positive, and went home. They're like, hey, coach, I'm fine. I don't know.
I don't know if you saw, but Bob Menery posted a video of him getting a COVID test, and like the doctor just got this cotton thing and like swirled it around his nose. Like, that's not at all how I've seen any other test. Like Dana White and all them, they just stick it up there for like 5 seconds and then they take it out. Like I haven't had a lot to do, guys. So like on all the fight night passes, I literally watch everything. And every time they show these guys in hazmat suits giving the fighters test, and that's how they do it. They just stick it straight up there.
I just don't get that. My thing is like,
I don't think anybody's training these people. I don't think anything's going on like, this is how you do it. This is what it means. This is how it's.
Well, here's my fucking take
I just
on the
don't
testing,
understand.
Man. If this shit is as contagious as it is, people they're saying, like a dude pisses in a pool, it's just everywhere. Like, that's what it's like. If
the community pools are open. We were in one the other day.
Dude, they make it, if this person has it, their whole house needs to be burned down is what it's like. So it's like, why do you have to stick it up my nose? Just let me cough in a napkin and you fucking scan the napkin. Because yeah. The napkin's got it.
I got it. Hey, my hand's got it, son. Napkin's got it. It's all good. All right, so the UFC tonight, we do have a fight night. And it's going to be,
I'm excited as shit.
Are you?
Dude, Derek Brunson, he's fighting a 22-year-old 11-0 guy.
2-0, hey, your son, hey.
He's 11-0, he's 22 years old. His name is Edmund Shabazian or Shabazian.
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 Sounds that's, like a Digimon. That's a cool name. A Digimon. Shabazian. Did you ever watch?
You.
Okay, so Pokemon, marry one, fuck one, kill one. Oh, Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh.
Marry one, fuck one, kill one. Okay. Marry Pokemon because that's my love.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Fuck.
No, like you're fucking it.
Yeah, not fucking it. Yeah, like fucking it. Yu-Gi-Oh. I don't know. I never.
Yeah. Yep.
There's something about it. Something about the cards. It's okay. Dark. It's kind of like a fantasy. Like, and what? And then Digimon's like, what the fuck? This is kill. The Asian kill. Version of this shit.
Well, hey, but that's not bad.
It's not.
That's not. That's not bad.
It's not, but.
That's not bad.
Because it's all Asian.
No, yeah. Because it's all us. It's all humans, Carlisle. Okay. So, with that being said, I agree with everything that you just said. I have the same order. UFC Fight Night tonight at the Apex. It will be on ESPN Plus if you have it. Main card starts at 8 p.m. Carlisle.
Prelim starts at 6.
Carlisle, give us your tale of the tape.
Here we go. Derek Brunson in his 45th MMA fight. Oh, not in the UFC. He is 36.
That long. But keep doing your.
He's age 36, dude. I really can't wait. He's age 36. Fighting Edmund Shabazian.
Keep, keep in character.
I'm not Mike. I'm not Mike.
You're
Goldberg.
Mike Goldberg now. I'm just say, Goldberg. Dude, for the toe of the tape, you're Mike Goldberg. Goldberg. Okay. The people.
Mike like... Goldberg. Here we go.
Yep.
Here we go. I hate Dana White. He sent me to Pride. Okay. You really want me to be him? Okay. Here we go. All right. Derek Brunson, age 36, fights Edmund Shabazian, 22, 6-1. Hey, Edmund's got a 1-inch. Reach advantage.
You're not sticking to character very well. And quit doing... Hey, they hear... That's... They hear. Come on, Mike.
Hold on. I lost it.
Sorry, guys. Your Mike's really cracked. Fucking up tonight. He's screen's, not doing that
oh,
good.
Oh, fucked. All right, here we go.
And it's Mike's fault.
Derek Brunson, apparently, is looking to redeem himself in his career, he said, oh, because he lost to Anderson...
He's your own phone. All right, so who do you have in this fight, Derek or Edmund?
I got Derek because he's mad Anderson Silva beat him in Anderson's last fight and he was on PEDs.
Okay, I'm taking Edmund Shabazian in this fight. I like Edmund. I like what Edmund's
bringing.
No,
I want
to
him
to
win. I think he's the next. I think he's kind of the next guy, but I think Derek Brunson's going to win. He's pissed.
Okay, so you're taking Brunson. Write it down, everybody. Brunson is who Carlisle is taking. So the next fight is Joanne Calderwood facing Jennifer Maia. I'm John Ennett. Because I can actually stay in character.
Anything like fucking John Anik.
Yes, it does. This is exactly how John Anik talks.
You sound like a guy, a white guy from fucking New York.
Because that's how John Anik talks. Okay. And he's got a twin brother with hair. And they both talk the same.
I haven't heard
he
of
does.
His brother.
Really? Have you not seen his brother?
I've seen him.
He's got a twin
alike.
Brother with a full head of beautiful
exactly
hair.
They look exactly alike.
And apparently John Anik says he can grow his hair out.
He said in 1995 they both agreed to split. Split ways.
Yeah, I don't know how you get that into the card. How are you the brother that's cool with just being the bald one?
Because he's like, all right, brought to you by the New York State Athletic Commission. That's how he sounds.
Yeah, but he kind of sounds like this too when he's just talking regularly, like, oh, well, I don't know, Michael or Dominic. Dominic, I agree with you there.
Oh, I agree with you there, Dominic. You really hit him with the right there.
Dude,
right
you need to watch Dominic a lot and then impersonate Dominic because he's got kind of like a mousy voice.
Dominic Cruz? He's kind of a bitch. So he's always like,
yeah, he's super negative when he talks.
He is negative. That's
like
I mean.
A negative.
He's just a bitch. Like
we probably sound negative because it's just the tone, the character. But
well, Joe and John will be like, "Oh, I really like that fighter," and Joe will be like, "Yeah, he's really been in the UFC for like 8 years or whatever." And then David will be like, "Yeah, but he's got a really weak jab, and that jab's really caused him a lot of pain, and he got knocked
and if
out."
You look
by
at his,
Avion,
if you look at the back of his right leg, it's really red. It's like, all right, Dominic.
Hey, Dom. Guess what? Henry Cejudo.
Yeah, bitch. Uriah Faber, the first time.
Hey, speaking of Uriah Faber, apparently him, Tony Ferguson, and who was the other one? Somebody else, that Vayner Sports or whatever.
Oh, Vayner. No, there's a lot of people signing with Gary Vaynerchuk's.
Yeah,
yes.
Uriah Faber, Tony Ferguson.
Yeah. Dude, I told you about that like 3 years ago. His sports brand, he started off with like NFL cornerbacks and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's just,
but
he's got NBA
those,
players.
He signed
hockey.
Another one. I can't remember the other fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, there's a lot of big names. Oh, I think it was... Fucking, how am I forgetting his name? His coach is also McMahon or McCann. He's a scrapper who just beat. He's gonna fight.
Oh, Benson Henderson?
No, he's White, crazy. He fights in the same division as Khabib. No, he's fucking. I do not know how I'm having a brain fart right now. He's in Poirier's league. Justin Gaethje. Gaethje. Yeah, he signed there too.
Oh, okay, okay. That's fucking huge. Those are two of the biggest.
Sorry, guys.
Right now in the game,
I had to figure that one out. I had to dig through the files in my brain.
Okay,
it's got a lot. Got a lot going on there. So the second fight that we still haven't called was Joanne and Jennifer Maia. I'm taking Jennifer Maia in this one. She's 31 and Joanne's 34. So that's really all I'm going with, really. The reach is in Joanne's favor, but I'm still like Jennifer in this one. And Maia, you know she's good on the ground because her last name's Maia. So I'm going to go with her.
Yep, 17-6, 1-0 contest. I'm going to go with Jennifer Maia as well. I don't think Calder Woods got what it takes to get on the ground. I think she's 4 years older. She's definitely got at least one child that's bringing her down. So yep,
at least. At least
Maia,
two.
At least two. But at least one child is elder, and that's going to cause a lot of stress. So I give it to Maia in an armbar.
All right. I like that. Vincent Luque and Randy Brown. I'm taking Randy Brown in this one.
Randy Brown, 2 years as elder at 30. He is 3 inches taller. I like that. And he's got a 3-inch reach advantage. Both guys at 170.
Carlisle likes them tall guys.
Hey, I like them tall guys with long limbs.
Hey.
And that's who I'm taking here, the 12-3 stud, Randy Brown, 3-inch advantage. He's going to take him in a 3-round knockout. It's going to be the last round. It's going to be nice.
Yep. Speaking of limbs and long limbs and tall gentlemen, Chad Ochocinco said that he used to take Viagra before every game because he was faster on three legs.
Yep, and he believed that nobody could catch him with three legs.
He's so fucking awesome.
He is.
How cocky can he be? That's awesome.
Yeah, and all he does is sit there in his nice office and play fucking FIFA on his 4K monitor. He's just a regular dude.
He's a regular
guy. Trolling everybody with his third leg.
And he always talks about cheating on everybody. All right, so the lightweight matchup is Lando Vannata and Bobby Green here. I'm going to take Lando Vannata in this matchup. Carlisle, who do you have?
Man, I like that decision. Younger guy, he's about 5 years younger. I don't know why you just put that thing in my mouth.
Because it sounds better now.
My nose hairs are in it. All right. I'm taking Bobby Green. 25-10 is a little older.
Mean Bobby
Both
Green.
Both guys, the same height, same reach, same weight, virtually identical. Yep. So Bobby Green, 25-10, a little bit more experience. I'm going to go ahead and take him. I'm going to say this goes to decision. We're going to call it 29-28. Bobby Brown.
Bobby Green. Yeah, I was going to say not the same person. If it was Bobby Brown, he probably would win the fight. All right, so Bobby Ed Blue. Herman and Gerald Meerschaert. I'm going to take Ed Herman.
I'm telling you what, man. A guy with the name Shart, he's got a lot of pent-up aggression.
Probably has a lot of anger.
Now, he is, I will say, okay, Ed Herman, 205's kids, 185, Shart, okay? That ain't going to work. Let's see. He's got a half-inch reach advantage. He's also 7 years younger. Dude, fuck it. 31-13, I'm taking Shart. I'm taking Gerald Meerschaert.
Okay.
Decision.
All right. And then the last fight of the card that really matters is the middleweight versus, it's Kevin Holland, 17-5 versus Trevin Giles, 12-2. I'm going to take Trevin Giles. I like the up-and-comers here today. I'm going to take the young bloods. The 12-2 Trevor Giles is who I'm picking, and I'm going to Trevor Giles. Carlisle, who do you got?
Who'd you say? Trevor Kevin Giles? Harlan, the Jay Giles band. What?
Hey, son, I tell you.
Kevin Holland and Trevin Giles, 12-2 and 17-5, same age. Let's see. Kevin Holland, 2 inches taller. Oh, wow, but that's 15 pound weight difference. And oh man, I don't know. Kevin Holland's a tall, skinny lad with the long arms, and Trevin Giles is a short guy. Probably got a lot of ground attack. I'm gonna go ahead and take Kevin Holland.
You're taking Kevin Holland?
I'm taking Kevin Holland.
All right, I'm gonna go with Trevin Giles. All right, guys. Well, is there anything else you wanted to mention there at all?
Yes, actually, I did write this down. It's kind of a serious note. Just want to keep him in the prayers because I'm a fan. I don't care what we think here. But Bill Battle, former Alabama AD and Tennessee head coach, was diagnosed with coronavirus. He is the age like 74. Just prayers for him and his family.
Prayers go out to him.
We don't want Mr. Battle. We want him to defeat this battle.
Oh, there was somebody else, an athlete, who had a grandma, basketball player, I think. I can't remember your name, but prayers go out to you as well. Or MLB, I don't know, somebody. But we pray for you. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
Watch some sports,
we'll see
Dad.
You. next Tuesday. We got a big guest for you. Stay tuned.